Get the best odds on all the big games this March. Download the Circa Sports Iowa app today.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, guys, welcome to Instant Reaction here from the press box at Jack Trice Stadium. Real quick to our sponsors of the Instant Reaction podcast. Of course, our presenting sponsor, as always, is Carl Chevrolet. Authentic Brands, check them out today. Authentic Brands, I wear their stuff all the time. It's fantastic, super comfortable stuff. And I want to thank my friends, Drs. Wormy and Greenwald, who work on the Cyclones, orthopedic surgeons from the McFarland Clinic. All right, not a good one today, obviously. You watched it. 27-17, Iowa defeats Iowa State. And, I mean, like, here's what's so frustrating about these games is you know exactly what Iowa's going to do, and they do it. And for Iowa State, at least, they can't beat them. They just can't. Too many turnovers. I think it was 4-0 was the turnover differential today. Yes, it was. Iowa hasn't turned the ball over in this series since 2014 now. I mean, just gifts. You know, like, it's hard enough to beat top 10 football teams straight up. When you're just handing them the football in situations like that, it's another. You know, these games often come down to field position, special teams, and, you know, intangibles. And Iowa State just was really defeated in every aspect of the football game when it comes to those today. The only thing Iowa State didn't do poorly against the Hawkeyes was, I mean, they almost doubled them up in yards, but that doesn't mean anything when you are giving away possessions and giving away free points like Iowa State did. I thought the key point in the game, you know, Iowa State had just had its best drive of the game to end the second quarter, took it down there, and you kind of felt like with getting the ball back at the third, you had a shot. Get a big stop, then Torrey Taylor flips the field, and it was a muff punt. And I don't know if it was a muff punt, but you know what I'm talking about with Tariq Milton. He let it go, and he was lucky he didn't touch it, frankly. It could have been a lot worse for Iowa State. But regardless, the situation then reverses the field. A terrible possession by Iowa State. Turnover, boom. Then it's nearly impossible. And there you are with a 27-17 loss. Matt Campbell is now 0-5 against his rival. Another interesting aspect of this football game was Brock Purdy being apparently benched. Now, I want to be careful before I throw that word around too much to make sure he didn't get injured. But that's what it looked like, at least, from the press box. Hunter Deckers comes in, goes 11 for 16, 114 yards, throws a touchdown to Tariq Milton in the fourth quarter. My gut feeling on this is that Matt Campbell will likely say that this is not a quarterback controversy and that he knew Brock didn't have it today and he was trying to cause a spark for the offense. That is my gut feeling today. Now, don't hold a gun to my head on that one, but this from sitting up here and watching this, knowing the amount of confidence that Matt Campbell has in his quarterback, that's my gut. Now, having said that, there's clearly something going on with 15 in this Iowa State offense. Iowa's defense is very good. Perhaps, probably the best defense Iowa State will see all year. But, you know, Breece Hall hasn't cracked 100 yards yet. Purdy was, this was one of his worst games. 13 for 27. I mean, that three interceptions. Not all of those were his fault, but man. There's something clearly not right here with this Iowa State offense, and I don't know what it is. Like, I don't. I wish I could come on here with answers. I don't have it at this point, but clearly something's happened. Defense was really good today. I wasn't crazy about the Iowa possessioned in the first half, but stuff like that happens. Defense was really good today. Iowa averaged 2.9 yards per play. You're going to win most games like that. You lost turnovers. You lost the special teams aspect of the football game. And penalties was advantage Iowa. I believe all those little things. And it was a no contest when it comes to that. You can't win football games losing the turnover margin 4-0. It doesn't matter how many yards you put up. And Iowa State, really, 339 is not a lot of yards for this offense when it's clicking. So all in all, just a really disappointing. The hardest part is because of the season expectations. I mean, you just feel like now just kind of look around and you're, well, the playoffs out. Not for sure, but you know what I mean. Sure, the Big 12, everything's in front of you. I get all that. This was a top 10 preseason team, and they don't look like one right now. I would drop them beyond 15 if I had an AP ballot. I would. Maybe even deeper than that, because frankly, I mean, they weren't. This wasn't really a game for much of the second half, and they barely beat Northern Iowa. Maybe they're just inside the top 20. I don't know. It doesn't really matter. One thing that matters is they're going to have to play a hell of a lot better than this to accomplish some of the things, or any of the things, really, that they wanted to. It's not over. This team is always starting slow. It's frustrating as hell for all of us. It's not over. But this is a deflating loss for this football program. No doubt about that. And its fan base. With that, I'm going to watch postgame. Jared and Rob will have post-game reaction coming up on all of our streaming networks. You can check that out on our front page later on. Bloom will be podcasting with me tomorrow night. We'll have more of an in-depth look at this game and look ahead to the rest of the season. Carl Chevrolet, Drs. Warmy and Greenwald from the McFarland Clinic, orthopedic surgeon and authentic brand. Check them out. Iowa State loses to Iowa. 27-20. Here's your instant reaction podcast.